Hey everyone, welcome to Share Your Sparkle. I'm your host, Dr. Darlene Berrios, and this is episode 19, Puzzles, Power, and Prayer. Hi everybody, I hope you're doing well. I like the title of this episode, Puzzles, Power, and Prayer, because I like the combination of the words and the alliteration is really fun. So let's get started. Puzzles. Well, if you've been tuning in, you found out, I think it was a few episodes ago, that my sister, my mom, and whoever, you know, is around, my niece sometimes, joins in on our puzzling adventure. So about a month ago, bought a puzzle and started puzzling. And it's a really interesting way to pass the time. One, I feel like it's productive. At first, kind of frustrating, but it's a really cool metaphor for life in general. So if you haven't done a puzzle ever, or you haven't done one in a long time, I strongly recommend buying one. Just go online, get one. They're about like 10 bucks. The 1,000-piece one is pretty legit. So if you want something a little less intense, I would say go for maybe under 500 pieces. And no glitter! Oh my goodness. My sister bought one with an angel. No, I think it's like a fairy or maybe an angel, and it has glitter on it. And FYI people, I love my whole sparkle idea, or God's whole sparkle idea, but I am not a fan of glitter. I know. It's like, and even as a teacher, that stuff gets everywhere. Like everywhere. No puzzles with glitter. Okay, so let me backtrack. So if you're going to buy one, get one maybe for like under 500 pieces, or if you really want a challenge, get 1,001. Or if you're like at next level intense crazy with puzzles, you can get the blank one. I guess there are some, and I haven't done that yet, and I don't know if I want to go there, but there are puzzles that are just like one color or clear. That's intense. I'll let you know if I cross that bridge when I get to it. But let's think about life. So when you get the puzzle, and I recommend the Buffalo ones because they come with a poster, and I think the poster makes a big difference, especially when you have to look like really closely at like where the piece belongs. So the Buffalo puzzles, two thumbs up because of the poster. So you get your puzzle, and you open it up and throw all the pieces down, and you look at it and you're like, oh geez, where do I start? And it's kind of like life sometimes when it's really messy. It just doesn't make any sense. Like all the pieces are all over the place, upside down, like not even looking like it looks anything related to any sort of scene that you got. Like one time we were making this puzzle with dogs, and I'm like, where are the dogs? I don't even see the dogs in the puzzle pieces. How could I not see the dogs in the puzzle pieces? Like, where are the dogs? Or then sometimes you're like, wait a second, there's a donkey in this? What? I didn't even know there was a donkey. Wait a second, there's a bird? There are two birds? There's a person? Look at their eye. Like, I found the person's eye. It's like so interesting that you can't see the whole picture when all the puzzles aren't put together. We've come up with this strategy that I think a lot of people might do, but like one of the things that we do is turn the pieces over, spread them out, and then start with the corners and the borders. Right? Thumbs up if you do that as well. Flip them over. Start with the corners and the borders, because those you typically can find fairly easily. And if you're missing one, two, or three, then eventually they'll show up. Unless, of course, your mom drops water on it and then she has to throw some away. Love you, Mom. Love you so much. Okay, so that's like what life is like sometimes. You throw all the pieces down and you're like, I don't see what I'm supposed to see here in this picture, in this poster. Like, if this is the final product, I don't get it. I don't see how these pieces will come together. And slowly but surely, you start somewhere and you recognize the pattern or the picture and you're able to put the pieces together. You start off with like 2 or 3, 4 or 5, and then all of a sudden you have the sunset. And then you keep going. And then all of a sudden you have the door to the log cabin. And then you keep going. And then all of a sudden you have the fire pit that did not look like a fire pit at all. Or the flowers in front of the house, in front of the cabin. But then you have like all this blue sky and then blue lake or ocean. And then you just really closely look at the shading of those colors to see where it is. If it's up in the sky or down below, is it like shimmering with like the moonlight in the water, or is it a star above in the sky? And it's kind of neat that with some time and patience and persistence that you finally put all the pieces together and it matches the poster. It matches what you got. And sometimes we can't see the final product. And it's kind of really great to have the poster as a guide. But in life, sometimes we don't have that. But I think piece by piece, trusting that the pieces will fit. And if they don't fit, you know, making a different choice so that the puzzle piece fits, eventually you'll get this beautiful scene, you know? So that's been really a neat experience to do. And some, like, one puzzle is on my desk, and it's a cute scene of a lake and two dogs on a deck on this log cabin. My dad has a few in the barn because they have like old cars. One of them was a really nice journal entry with like these gems and crystals around it that one of the girls took. And then the last one we wrapped up was all these donuts with sprinkles, and they were like so many pink donuts and this cup of coffee in the middle. And it's really hilarious that we taped that up and my mom put it on in the kitchen, and she's like, yeah, I'm gonna offer this to people when they come in, have a donut. Oh my god, my parents. So we just started one on Italy, like a hillside in Italy, with all these houses that are like red, orange, and this beautiful sunset. So life sometimes is like a box of puzzle pieces. And really, we're all just trying to find the right fit and then keep on adding to it, you know, to make this one scene. And sometimes a puzzle is like a chapter in our life, right? And then we start the next chapter and the puzzle pieces might be all over the place. And then in a few years, that's that puzzle, you know, or that part of your life. So it's kind of neat. I thought I'd just share my thoughts about puzzles. And if you haven't done a puzzle lately, I highly recommend going out and buying one and trying it out. Okay. Power. I was thinking about this, I believe it was on my hike the other day, and I could be wrong, it's totally possible, but I feel like every decision we make is a power play. And I want you to think about this for a second. Power isn't bad or good, it just is. And power really depends on how you use it. For example, you're going to interview for a job. You're going to look good, right? You're going to show up looking good. That's a power play. Why? Because if you're interviewing for the job, you probably want the job. An application for school. You're going to do your best work. You're going to try to make sure that, you know, Your essay is great. Up until that point, making sure you did what you could do with your grades, whatever the case may be. If you have an interview with the school, you're going to put your best foot forward. It's a power play. What you do when you make a decision, I think, is really based on like how you're using your power. And our power, it's really interesting. Last summer, there's a fire pit right out back in my parents' yard, and my little brother and I made it. It's actually like just like 50 bricks or so, and he dug up a little hole, and we just, you know, made a circle with bricks, made it so the air could get through super easy. Took about an hour to do. I really didn't dig. I let him dig because I didn't feel like it. And now there's a fire pit, so you don't have to spend a lot of money on stuff. But this summer, or in the past couple years, I've been feeling the need to be around fire, whether it was like cleaning the fireplace in the house, and like having a fire indoors or outdoors, like getting a fire pit. And here, my dad was like, okay, set up the wood. And then he handed me some diesel. And I'm like, what is this? He's like, oh yeah, that's to get the fire started. And I was like, no. Like, I got scared. And you're like, of course you're going to get scared. Gas and fire, that's kind of crazy. But at the same time, I thought about our power within. And I think sometimes our power that is inherent, and I'm going to talk about that for a second, inherent. The definition is existing in something as a permanent, essential, or characteristic attribute related to the law. It's vested in someone as a right or privilege. I truly think our power is inherent. It's something that we have in here. It's funny, in the Merriam Webster definition, it goes on a little further to say that inherent literally refers to something that is stuck in something else so firmly that they can't be separated. Like, that, I truly think that we have that power in us is there. Now, how it gets demonstrated or what we do or how we use it, that's really interesting. So it's inherent. Our power is in here. And so when my dad gave me diesel to be like, start the fire, I was like, oh my goodness. I feel like that's us sometimes. Like, we have this inherent power and it scares us. Like, it seems like something really scary. But what if we weren't scared of it? What if we embraced it? That would be a really neat experience. I guess that's something I'm trying to do, you know, recognize that power and be intentional about using it in productive ways. And I think I'm trying to do it through this podcast, but also in other things that I do. So this power that we have that's inherent and at sometimes can really scare us, right? My connected to the fire story, and this is kind of an offshoot, but like, my dad gave my niece diesel to start a fire one time, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, Guelo gave this to me to start the fire. I'm like, oh my goodness. She's 13, by the way. I'm like, all right, let's try it out. And we set up the wood, and I'm like, all right, pour it on there. It wasn't a lot. That's really interesting. It wasn't a lot of gas. And I'm like, just pour it on, and then stand away from it. And I'm like, we're gonna stand away from the fire. Just throw the match. And she did, and boom. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. She burned the hair off my legs. I'm not kidding. I had shorts on. It was the summertime. And I was like, we were both like, whoa. Thank God no one was watching and no one got hurt. And I don't know how I supervised that. I should not have supervised that. I should have said, no, let's not use that. But anyway, that was our experience with it. And yeah, I got like my legs singed a little bit. I was a little too close. So it can be very powerful. Yeah, fire, a fire that and power we have can be very powerful. So we, I see how people can be scared of it. But it's really like, how do we harness the power within and use it not only to help ourselves and the world, right? All right. Puzzles, power, and the last thing I'm going to end on is prayer. Well, kind of the last thing. I have a question. It's not like my other question that I asked before, but I do have a question. Do you have a grandmother? Okay. She's praying for you. Oh, my grandmother's not alive. Okay. Her prayers are strong enough that they're still around. My grandmother doesn't even know I exist. There's some grandmother in the world praying for some grandkid right now, so don't worry, you're being prayed for. If we're one big family, you're being prayed for. I feel like the power of grandmother's prayers are so different, and I could be wrong about that, but they feel so different. Even when I spoke about my ancestors, when I talked about my great-grandmother who I've met in the past, but I mean, she's not alive anymore. I do feel her presence. You know, it's a really interesting phenomenon. If people have passed away in your life, I feel like the veil between here and there, whatever that is very thin. And sometimes if you have someone who's close to you who's passed, you know, reaching out to them, I don't think that's a bad idea. And a small story about that, that dog Bailey that I had, you know, from the cancer episode, who I said was my best medicine. After he passed away, my niece came to visit. She was 3 at the time. This is the one, same one who started the fire. But at the time she was 3. So like 10 years ago, Bailey had already died. And so she's a 3-year-old. This little thing, little 3-year-olds was like, and Bailey was not around because Bailey was dead. She goes, oh, Bailey just went under the table. And I said, he did? She's like, yeah, he just went under the table. See, he's right there. He's under the table. And when Bailey was alive, that was definitely one spot where he would go under the kitchen table because he was a greedy monster and anything that fell, he ate. But my niece at 3 saw him go under the table. I didn't question it. I didn't even say he's not there. I just said, yeah, he did go under the table. Because why not? If she saw him, who am I to say, no, you didn't see him? Or I don't think it's right to say, no, you didn't see him. He's not there. She's 3. She's not going to make up some story about seeing a dog. So I think the veil between here and there, whatever the here, well, we know what here is, but whatever the there is very thin. And if you have a grandmother in this world, and even if you don't, someone is always praying for you. Prayer is happening all the time, and I think it's very powerful. And if you do pray for someone, I would think that the most powerful prayer is like helping them see the power they have within themselves, right? Or pray for yourself so that you recognize your own power. You know, healing has to start with ourselves first before we can help the world. So puzzles, power, and prayer. And I'm going to do a bonus praise. You didn't see that one coming. You know I love the sacred yes. I have like one page to read about praise. And I read it this morning. So I will choose it to wrap up this episode. Praise. The Reverend Daughter here is quite correct when she says often that the only thing that really needs to be healed is your sense of separation. Truer words regarding healing have probably never been spoken. It will be a wonderful thing when more and more people grow to this level of awareness and understanding. Praise allows you to go upstairs in your thinking. Praise enables you to stay in a state of transcendence. When I say, quote-unquote, stay in any particular state, I recognize that you may not be expressing that state all of the time. However, if it is your deep intent, if it is what you contemplate, then it is staying with you. When you praise, you create a space, an opening for the spiritual qualities at hand to shine to their fullest capacity. I am most grateful to you who minister in music. Singing is a wonderful thing. Even from an anthropological standpoint, music has always helped to provide that space of transcendence in human consciousness. Singing takes you outside of yourselves and outside of your self-conscious. Singing allows you to be self, to be conscious of self, and in this consciousness of self, you remember that you are not your quote-unquote stuff. When you sing, you move beyond the ills, the pains, the concerns, and the conflicts. When you sing, especially when you sing together, there is a place of harmony and unity that you step into. And this experience has long-lasting effects. It is not a momentary revelation. It impacts. Its impact allows you to continue to revel in this more transcendent awareness. Music helps to heal the aching heart, and music is one of the greatest avenues of expressing incredible joy. Praise to the highest heavens. Praise from the depths of your soul. Praise with every tissue and fiber of your body temple. Praise with all the energy and soulfulness of your very being. Praise me. Praise life. Praise each other. Praise yourself. Praise the one that you know. Praise the one that you don't know. Just be an open avenue, a channel of praise, and see how much you are a blessing to the world and how much more the world appears to be a blessing to you. Enjoy yourselves, my children. Praise is a lot of fun. The Sacred Yes. Letters from the Infinite, as revealed to Reverend Deborah L. Johnson. Find someone today, even if you don't believe in God. Praise a child. Tell them they did well. Praise yourself for making your bed. Praise your partner for walking this life with you. Praise your siblings for being there for you. Find some praise today. Hand it out. Give it to yourself if you need to. And the book talked about joy. I'm actually going to end on one more thing. There's a song, Joy, by, I think it's King and Country, maybe. And they play this on, like, K-Love. It's like this positive, encouraging music station. They do a lot of songs, very Jesus-y stuff sometimes, but like some of it is really good. And I don't mean that Jesus stuff is bad, but this one has this beat to it, and it's about choosing joy. And every time I hear it, I know this is strange, but I think about that song playing at like the Limelight in New York City in like the 1990s, and how awesome that would be. And you're like, what are you talking about? So the Limelight is this club that existed decades ago that was like, it's an old church. And I'm telling you, it's, I went when I was, I think, 19 with my friends from college. And it's like floors on the side that overlook this main dance floor, which I bet at the time was like the praying area for the church, like where the pews were. And then like all these dark rooms in the back. Who knows what the heck was going on? But imagine that song playing at like a club, because it just feels so good. It's like I could see like people just dancing like crazy to it. I mean, the Limelight did not play music like that. But anyway, it's a really good song. Google it, Joy, by King and Country, and have your own little dance party. All right, people. Until next time. Accept your sparkle, surrender to it, and allow it to be so. Until then, keep shining!